Acquiring English as an International Language.
Chapter 1. English as an International Language. Quite a while has passed since English has been recognized as an international language. France was once very critical of this trend and attempted to maintain French influence by investing a large amount of money promoting French culture to the world. However, even France couldn't resist the trend of the times. French people aiming for success in the business world are working hard on acquiring English as an international business language. The French people I came across in the United Kingdom didn't hesitate to mention the need of learning English. For instance, I'm a salesperson. In order to promote sales, I have to explain the products in English, so I've put a lot of effort into acquiring English. And I'm an engineer. If I can speak English well, I'll be highly paid, so I'm taking an intensive English course here. Needless to say, it is truer of other European nationalities that are in a less advantageous position than French people. I'm Spanish. Spain has a lot of beaches and discos. Spanish people in general focus on immediate pleasure and don't worry about tomorrow. They act on impulse, but I personally like to make plans. In the future, I'm hoping to import vegetables and fruit from African countries and export them to European countries. In order to achieve this aim, English is essential, so I've kept learning English. Another Spanish person mentioned another reason why some people learn English. Recently, the unemployment rate has become higher, giving people no other choice but to work hard. My friends and I are exploring ways to find employment by learning English as an international language. Some Spanish people go to former colonized countries in Central and South America to work because they can communicate in Spanish. However, we consider the past history of exploitation there and don't want to go to Central and South America. Also, an Italian stated, Italians are often said to be lazy, but it was true only in the past. Italians who want to achieve success in the business world learn English and conduct transactions with various nationalities in English. Whether people like it or not, English as an international language will play a more and more important role in the business world from now on. This view is shared by the majority of Europeans. It would be wise for not only Europeans, but also Japanese people to adjust themselves to the trend of the times. Listening. 1. No one can deny the fact that English is an international language. 2. Even French people recognize the need to learn English as an international language. 3. Recently, the high unemployment rate in Spain has made people work hard. 4. Spanish people who don't want to go to former colonized countries explore other possibilities by learning English. 5. English is expected to be more important among Europeans in the future.
Chapter 2. The Benefits of Bicultural People. Bicultural people can have an advantage over monocultural people in the global community. Then, how can they expand their opportunities to display their ability? A Mexican man living in the United States said, "I used to work for the government in Mexico. I found a better job and decided to immigrate to the United States. I work at a large insurance company and provide Hispanic clients with insurance." He recognized that Mexicans and other Hispanics value personal relationships more than Anglo-Americans. He communicated with his clients in Spanish and treated them as if they were friends. Then his reputation spread by word of mouth in the Hispanic communities. He succeeded in attracting many clients to Contrex compared with his American colleagues. That led to a remarkable increase in the number of clients, and he got a promotion. A Japanese-American has adjusted her communication styles depending on the other person. That is, whether the person is Japanese or American. That brought her various job opportunities. Executives in the United States have to take part in seminars about how to avoid sexual harassment every year. When writing letters to American companies, I just focus on business matters. Otherwise, they wouldn't read the letters. When I send the same letters to Japanese companies, however, I start with apologetic expressions, such as, "I'm sorry to interrupt your tight schedule." If I just write about business matters, they will regard it as impolite. Also, when events are held in the United States, I try not only to help plan events, but also to give advice after taking cultural differences into consideration. For instance, I urge Japanese companies to take all letters and receipts with them for events so that they won't incur additional charges. American colleagues take the measure for granted, and they don't offer it as cultural advice. The above people can clearly recognize what monocultural people can never see. By utilizing this special skill, they can benefit from their ability. Bilingual people have been highly regarded up to now. In the future, people with bicultural backgrounds will play a prominent role in global business. Listening. 1. Bicultural people are in a more advantageous position than monocultural people in the global community. 2. The Mexican is familiar with how to treat Hispanic clients. 3. The Mexican markedly increased the number of clients. 4. The Japanese-American can employ appropriate communication styles depending on the situation. 5. Bicultural people are expected to play a more important role in business. Pair activity.
The other day, I had an appointment to meet a Japanese friend at 2. I arrived at the appointed place at 1:50, and she showed up 5 minutes later than me. I was surprised to hear her say, "I'm sorry to have kept you waiting."
If you were put in her place, what would you say?
I would say, "Oh, you're early," or "Thank you for waiting."
You think that Japanese people use "I'm sorry" too much, don't you?